Well, I'm joined today by local composer Elizabeth Bayer. Elizabeth, I ran into you last month at a coffee house, and you had this T-shirt on that said, "Ask me about February 15th." So what is happening on February 15th?
There's a lot happening on February 15th. I have organized what is called a marathon concert, which is a really long concert, and we're doing 10 hours, which sounds like a lot, but it's a come-and-go event with over a dozen local performers, and we're representing composers from around the globe. So we have a very diverse program, some really long pieces and some short pieces. So we hope people can come and go and experience a lot of different, I don't want to say genres, but just a lot of different representations of, for lack of a better word, contemporary classical music.
And where is this happening?
This is happening at the Trunk Space. And the Trunk Space is a smaller venue. It's on the intersection of Grand Avenue, Roosevelt, and 15th Street.
Now, they're usually more of an art installation space, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a variety of shows there. It usually is more experimental bands, but they're just a really welcoming community. So I felt it was an appropriate place to have this type of event.
So on the project website, you're not shy about describing it as, in-your-face music written after the mid-20th century.
Yes.
Now, how did you put together your roster of composers?
I went about this a little differently. So I have far more friends in the area that are performers versus composers. So I basically contacted people that I knew either live close by or would be interested in doing this and said, okay, I'm not going to be able to pay you enough to rehearse new pieces. So here are my requirements. Pick something that's already in your repertoire or something you've been wanting to learn and that you can contact the composer and get permission. And this is really important because normally you would have to pay a lot of money to rent pieces, to get permission to perform pieces. But in this case, we're working with people that have already paid to have the pieces performed. They already have permission.
Now, I know you have a few of your own pieces will be on the program, and I'm going to ask you about those in a minute.
Okay.
But you have quite a list. There's at least a dozen composers.
Yes.
Can you tell me about a few of those works or a few of the composers you're really looking forward to hearing?
Oh, yeah. There's a composer that's actually flying in from Texas, and I met him in Italy this summer at the Soundscape Music Festival, and he does a lot of, I think he uses the word fixed tape versus fixed media pieces, so it's just electronics, and they're not live. It's something that you can just play, and they're not reacting to the environment. And I heard a few of his pieces over the summer, and they were just fantastic. Sometimes with electronic pieces, it's a little bit too much, but I really liked his work, so he'll be coming in.
What's his name?
Jason Mitchell. Another composer that's on the list I'm really excited about is Jacob TV, and his last name is Dutch, so I'm not going to pretend to pronounce it, but he does go by Jacob TV. One of his pieces, which is a fantastic piece, is called Body of Your Dreams. Basically, what he's done is taken bits from an infomercial for, I think it's an ab machine, and has written a piano piece that goes along with the new rhythmic configuration of these snippets from an ab machine. It's really interesting, and it is, I guess, a little bit gimmicky. He has a lot of pieces like this, but they're really entertaining.
That sounds really
interesting. They're really fun. They really are.
Now, I was looking at your roster of musicians, and I recognize a few names, and I believe a few are PhDs, fresh from ASU.
Absolutely, yeah.
Talented roster. Do you find that local musicians are really hungry to play new music?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and not everyone's into playing new music because there's a lot of notation to sift through. There's a lot of, you know, different things you have to do on your instrument, a lot of interpretation. But yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone I talked to was just immediately in on it, which was fantastic.
Sometimes traditional classical music listeners, they find contemporary music challenging. Now, if you were speaking with someone who hadn't really explored beyond like the big romantic symphonies of the late 19th century, what would you tell them to maybe urge an open-mindedness to a concert like this?
Yeah, I would say with larger, longer symphonies, I mean, the things that are really special about that are subtle changes or taking a feeling or emotion and really stretching it out. And so I would say take that same mindset. There's still going to be nuance. There's still going to be some sort of repetition. There's still going to be some sort of form. So go ahead and say, all right, well, we can take similar frameworks that are going to be present. They're just not going to be as obvious because the tonal language may be very, very different.
Now, you have a couple of your own pieces mm-hmm. will be played. Was I misunderstanding? I thought one might be a premiere.
No. Okay. Both of my pieces have been played. One was commissioned by Jenna Dalby, who's the cellist for the Tetrastring Quartet. She played it at her doctoral recital. And it's she played it with a Jacob TV piece, so it was commissioned for cello and boombox, because there's already going to be a boombox on the stage. So I took clips of the character Stefan from Saturday Night Live, and he gives these really awful, I guess, things to do in New York, these clubs that don't exist, that are just completely bizarre and wouldn't even be physically possible in some cases. So he's these very bizarre descriptions of these clubs. And I was like, all right, well, what would it be like if we actually went to these clubs? So there's some different, the different music scenarios in these places that he's describing.
You've got such a great sense of humor, and it came across on your website for this concert too. The, oh my God, my eyes, my ears.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, my body, my ears.
Yes.
When you pick a title for something, whether you're naming a concert or, you know, an album or something, it needs to be memorable. You need to be able to Google it. And I really was hoping that people would come to this and hear a new piece and then have some sort of very visceral reaction to it, whether good or bad or, you know, indescribable, because music should do that.
Now, for the truly brave souls, there is a prize if
yes.
they are participating in the entire marathon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are allowed to leave and go to either Treehouse Bakery or Red House Pub. They are two of our Grand Avenue sponsors. But if you stay for the whole time, you do get a free marathon concert finisher t-shirt.
And we'll definitely be posting that on our website
because okay,
it's really fun.
Okay, good.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. We are wishing you and all the performers a fantastic concert on February 15th.
Thank you.
And hope it goes well.
Yeah.